is a chance for us to renew our spirituality.
让弟兄姐妹有更多的时间有爱的交流。
So that brothers and sisters have time to share their love.
有圣灵的浇灌。
And to have a communication with the Holy Spirit.
有道理的充实。
And to be filled with the Word of God.
能够灵性可以复兴起来。
So that we can renew our spirituality.
所以我们在全世界的真耶稣教会啊，看到有些地方。比较缺乏有一年两次的灵恩布道会。
For True Jesus Church, some places do not have two spiritual convocations per year.
我们也看到啊，教会可能也比较软弱一点点呐。
And we see that the church may be a little weaker.
啊，所以我们发觉到灵恩布道会的确是弟兄姐妹享受属灵恩惠的时间。
So we feel that the time of the spiritual convocation is for the brothers and sisters to enjoy the word of God.
重新得力的时间。
And it's a time to recharge.
我们更感谢神啊，欢喜到我们的弟兄姐妹们很重视这样的一个盛会。
And we thank God that our brothers and sisters pay a lot of attention to these events.
所以很多人都事先呢、啊，特别拿假期。
So many people take.Their holiday, their vacation time.
愿意把一年呐、啊、这样的日子，把它奉献给神。
And they're willing to take their holiday time and give it to God.
在神面前得恩惠啊。
So that they can receive grace from God.
我想这是神很喜悦的一个选择。
I believe this is pleasing to God.
感谢主耶稣，我们也发觉到我们的卡诺加教会啊，目前处在一种生养众多、遍满教会的时期啊。我们的 baby 很多了。
And thank God in the Konoka Park Church, we have a lot of babies.
这也是一个带给教会一个很大的朝气，带给教会一个很大的一个朝气啊，一个活泼的气氛。
And this gives a lot of excitement and joy to the church.
我们的很多父母也了解到婴孩受洗的重要。
And all of the parents know the importance of having their babies be baptized.
因为圣经上记载有四种生啊。四种 birth， 四种生产。
In the Bible, it records four types of births.
有一种是从人意生的，一种是从血气生的，一种是从情欲生的。
And one is from the flesh, one is from the blood, and one is of the lust.
但是有一种是从神生的。
But there's one that is from God.
所以一般我们没有信耶稣的人啊，大概都是从情欲、人欲、血气来生下来的。
For those who do not believe in Christ, most of the people are born out of lust and flesh and blood.
但是我们给婴孩来受洗啊，他就从神生了。
But when we baptize the babies, they are reborn in God.
所以他们不只是我们的孩子。
So,They are not only our children.
他们也是神的孩子。
They are also God's children.
所以他们不只是有我们的爱。
So they not only receive our love.
他们也享受神的爱。
They also enjoy the love of God.
真的啊，我们相信圣经的应许。
Truly, we believe the promise of the Bible.
神说呢，每个孩子都有一个使者，他们在天上，这个使者啊，都会跟神做报告的。
The Bible records that each child has an angel reporting to God.
所以我们让婴孩受洗啊，这是很合道理、很明智的抉择。
So having our babies baptized is a very reasonable and biblical choice.
受洗之后还要有洗脚礼。
After baptism, we must have foot washing.
根据圣经啊，洗脚礼是为了要与主有份。
According to the Bible, foot washing is for us to have part with Christ.
耶稣亲自啊来实行这个洗脚礼。
And Jesus himself performed foot washing.
也吩咐门徒要彼此洗脚。
And he told the apostles to wash each other's feet.
又特别提到这是跟与主有份的典礼。
And he especially told them that this has to do with Christ.
这是真耶稣教会被圣灵启示啊实施的一个几乎外教会都没有在做的一个典礼啊。
And this is a sacrament that the True Jesus Church performs through the Holy Spirit and many of the other churches.
所以我们念书的时候呢，也发觉到教会很多的牧师，或者是圣经上很多的诠释，很多 commentary 啊，都跟我们了解非常的不一样。
So we feel that many other preachers and other commentaries have a very different belief as our church.
但是我们知道耶稣的话句句都是带着能力的。
But we know that the words of Christ, each word contains power.
耶稣的话就是灵，就是生命。
God's word is the spirit and is life.
所以当耶稣跟彼得这样讲，如果我不洗你，你就与我无份了。
So when Jesus told Peter, saying that if I do not wash your feet, you have no part with me.
耶稣跟彼得讲说，我现在所做的事情你是不知道的。
And Jesus told him, saying that what I do now, you do not know.
为什么彼得那个时候不知道呢？
Why did Peter not know at that time?
因为那个时候彼得还没有圣灵啊。
Because at that time, Peter did not have the Holy Spirit.
所以在一个没有圣灵的基督教会当中啊，要了解我们今天为什么这样做是不容易了解的。
So for a Christian who does not have the Holy Spirit to understand what we do today, they can understand.
所以为了遗出有份，彼得也虽然不了解，因为耶稣这样说，他就很顺服了。
But in order to have part with Christ, although Peter didn't understand, he submitted.
他甚至说连我的头跟手都帮我洗一洗啊。
He even said to wash my head and my feet also.
耶稣说洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗就干净了。
Jesus said, a person who has faith only need to wash.
所以耶稣在当时候就给十二个门徒啊，一一为他们洗脚。
So Jesus washed all of the apostles' feet.
今天我们谦卑的按照主的教训来做。
Today we humbly follow the command of Christ.
耶稣说，照这样做的人就有福气了。
Jesus said, if you do this, you will be blessed.
这是有关典礼的部分，因为我们很多都是信徒啊，我就在典礼的部分不多说多加阐述。
And because all of us are members, so I will not elaborate on the sacrament.
那我们来谈一些教训。
We will touch on the teachings.
我们特别想到耶稣也特别为犹大来洗脚。
Did you notice that Jesus also washed Judas' feet?
但是犹大后来这双脚走入黑暗之中。
But Judas walked into darkness with.
犹大这双脚跟耶稣基督同桌吃饭，却用脚踢耶稣基督。
With his own feet, he was dining with Christ, but with those feet, he also kicked Jesus.
所以今天我们的脚被耶稣洗过了，我们要有犹大的教训。
So today, after our feet are washed, we must learn from Judas.
我们的脚不要再走到黑暗之中了。
Our feet should not walk towards darkness.
我们的脚不要失落在主耶稣的恩典之中了，失落在主耶稣的恩典外面了。
And our feet should not walk outside of the grace of God.
我们来看彼得后书一章第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得后书二章第五节。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
二章第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
对不起，一章哈。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
一章第五节。我们读到十一节。
To 11.
五节到十一节。
Chapter 1 verses 5 to 11.
正因为这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德性，有了德性要加上知识，有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上前进，有了前进要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。第八节，你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子。第九节，人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼，只看见近处，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得洁净。第十节，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。十一节，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国度。这边彼得长老在勉励信徒。
Here, the elderly Peter, told the members.
他有一个重点的字重复讲两遍，就是你们要分外的殷勤
And there's a key word that he repeated.
第五节的分外殷勤是指灵修上面我们要分外殷勤
And in verse 5, he says that we have to give all diligence to our faith.
那这个灵修就是包括我们要增加我们的信心增加我们的德性增加我们的知识等等这个我们都要殷勤的去灵修自己
And in spiritual cultivation includes our faith. And we have to be diligent in doing this.
当我们有这些知识有这些节制有这些忍耐这个我们这样子就得了圣灵的果子，结了圣灵的果子。
And if we have the knowledge and self-control and perseverance and so forth.
那所以第十节又提到说应当更加殷勤就是以上这些灵修的事情要更加殷勤
So in verse 10 it says that in we must be even more diligent.
啊，这样子你们就会坚定不移。
So that you can make your election sure.
就永远不会失脚了。
And you will never stumble.
这样就可以丰丰富富的进到神国里面去了。
Then you will be abundantly walk into everlasting.
所以我们今天这个脚被主耶稣洗过了，我们不要停止做一个信徒就好了。
So today, after our feet are washed, we should not stop at being just a member.
我们知道灵修是啊没有止境的。
We know that in spiritual cultivation, there is no limit.
因为神要我们完全跟天父完全一样。
Because God wants us to be perfect like Him.
啊，所以这边又提到很多，对，到最后就是你真的要活出一个爱心来呀。
And it lists many things, but at the end, it is love.
有爱弟兄的心，要加上爱众人的心。
Not only do you love your brothers, you must love everyone.
因为有爱，就完成了基督的律法。
And because there is love, you complete the law.
所以做基督徒最重要的是要行出道理来。
So as a Christian, we must practice the word of God.
有属灵的知识，知道怎么样做才能够讨神的喜欢。
Only when we have spiritual wisdom do we know how to please God.
灵修好像一艘船在逆水行舟上，逆着水在行船一样啊。
Spiritual cultivation is like a boat going upstream.
我们当我们停止追求神的原理啊，去做一个更好基督徒的时候
，When we stop pursuing the word of God to become a better Christian，
那我们就会退步了。
Then we will go down with the stream.
那我们要在什么样的环境里面继续来追求这些灵修呢
？So in what kind of environment should we continue to strive in cultivation？
我们要常常保守自己在神的殿中啊，在神的爱中啊，我们才有办法继续一直的灵修下去啊。
We must keep our feet in the temple in the love of God.
如果我们的脚常常走到外邦人的地
，If our feet often walk to the land of Gentiles，
那些罪恶的地
，the land of sin，
我们的脚很容易就沾染的灰尘。
It's very easy for our feet to become dirty.
所以我们的脚啊，难免我们会在世界，但是我们这个脚是不属于这个世界的。
Although our feet may often walk in the world, but it does not belong to us.
所以要提醒我们自己，我们这双脚要常常进到耶路撒冷的门内来。
So we must remind ourselves that our feet must go into the gate of Jerusalem.
我们看诗篇122篇的第一节、第二节。
Let's turn to Psalm 122 verses 1 and 2.
诗篇122篇的第一节、第二节。
Psalm 122 verses 1 and 2.
122篇第一节、第二节。
Psalm 122, 1 and 2.
人对我说，我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。第二节。
2.
耶路撒冷啊，我的脚站在你的门内。哦，这里提到说，我们要欢欢喜喜的，常常到神的殿中去做灵修。
Here it says that we must go with gladness to go to the temple of God to cultivate ourselves.
去那边敬拜神。
To worship God.
所以我们的脚要常常站在教会里面呢。
So our feet must often stand inside the church.
尤其我们给小朋友施洗。
Especially when we baptize children.
我们父母亲呢，要常常把小孩子的脚带到教会里面来。
The parents must often bring the feet of the children into the church.
儿女是神所赐的产业。
Children are inheritance given by God.
我们看诗篇127篇第五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 127 verse 5.
127篇第五节。
Psalm 127 verse 5.
127篇第五节。
127 verse 5.
儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他给的赏赐。所以我们要好好管理我们的产业。
And we must manage our inheritance well.
诸位同龄们，我们来思想一个问题哦，就是你所有的财产当中的哪一样对你是最重要的？
If you think about it, all of the possessions you have, what is the most important to you?
我们的房子很重要啊。
Our house is important.
我们的钱财很重要。
Our money is important.
我们的孩子啊，事实上比这些更重要。
And our children are even more important.
我们花时间去管理我们的房子。
We spend time to manage our house.
去处理我们的车子。
To fix our cars.
你会见到这些都是要 depreciation 的，这些价值都是。房子有会 depreciate， 车子也会 depreciate 啊，很多财产它都会价值会递减的。
And we know all of these property will depreciate in value.
但是孩子的价值啊，是不会 depreciate 的。
But the value of our children does not depreciate.
我常在想，耶伯失去的牛啦、羊啦，还有这个，后来他那个房子也倒塌了，还有儿女，他失去哪一个是最伤心的？
When Job lost his livestock, then his house, and also his children, which one did he lose the most?
我在想，如果比较起来，当然每个都很伤心。但是你没有钱可以再赚，没有房子可以再买，没有车子也可以再买，你没有孩子，谁能够代替我们的孩子呢？
If you lose your car, you can buy a new one. If you lose money, you can earn more. If you lose your house, you can buy another house. But what can you do if you lose your children?
那所以我想，所有的产业当中啊，我们的孩子是最珍贵的。
So I believe all the things that we have, our children are the most valuable.
所以我们对他们的投资啊，应该是最多的。
So we should put the most investment into our children.
感谢主，我接到很多世上的人或是同龄啊，都很懂得投资在孩子身上。
And I see that many people know how to invest on their children.
我认识在阿根廷认识一位弟兄。
Argentina, I know this brother.
你知道阿根廷的公立学校是吧？如果你读公立学校是不用一花一毛钱的。
If you go to public school there, it's all free.
但是他把他的孩子啊送到美国的 Ivy League 来念书啊。
But he sent his children to come to school, to study in one of the Ivy League schools.
哇，你这个四年哦，这个四年我看你大概$200,000就不见了。
And I believe for him, in these 4 years, he will lose about $200,000.
哦，他说这个哦，这是很值得的投资啦。
And he said that this is a worthy investment.
世上的东西是世上的一个学识是值得投资的。世上的这种学问啊，是值得你来投资在孩子身上的。
The knowledge of the world is worthy for you to invest on your children.
但是属灵的投资比属世的投资，我们觉得是更加重要的。
I believe that spiritual investments are even more important.
如果你孩子是一个全世界最有恩惠恩赐的人，他什么都会。
If your child is the most gifted person in the world,
但是他没有爱。
But he does not have love.
没有神。
He does not have God.
我在想，你还是会很难过，他不是一个很完美的投资啊。
I believe he will still be very sad because it is not a very perfect investment.
所以很多妈妈提到说，她要选择职业或是选择照顾孩子的一种投资的时候
，So when some mothers have to choose between their children and their career,
我们常会勉励哦，如果你有选择哦，如果你真的有选择了，当然有的人真的是没有选择了哈，真的投资在孩子身上，这是最值得的，因为没有一种爱可以代替妈妈的爱啊。
And we often encourage that if there is a choice, because some mothers do not have a choice, if you have a choice, that you should invest on your children more.
妈妈可以把我们神的价值啊，把它交付在我们的孩子身上。
Because the mother can put all of their values into the children.
所以我们要常常记得把他们的脚带到耶稣跟前来。
So we should often bring our children in front of Christ.
给他们最好最正面的基督徒的那种影响，教导他们成为一个好的基督徒啊。
To give them the most positive Christian influence.
那到底具体上要怎么做呢？
But how do you do it?
我想我们可以从撒母的一生来学习。
I think you can learn from the life of Samuel.
为什么撒母可以成为那么成功的祭司、士师跟先知呢？
How can Samuel be such a great priest, judge, and prophet?
我想他从小就感受到妈妈的爱。
I believe from
父母的爱。
From when he was small, he felt the love of the parents.
我常想那个 Virginia Tech 那个人为什么那么残忍哦
？And I often think why the person of the Virginia Tech incident was so cruel.
你看到报纸，他提到一个事情，一个事实就是呢，他在假期的时候呢，都没有家里的人呐、来跟他有接触，有爱。有这种爱的一种交流啊。
If you read the newspapers, you will see that during the holidays, his family does not come to visit.
我们的孩子要从小让他有一种爱的感受。
From when our children are young, we must give them love.
那是从神来的爱，从神来的爱，那给父母有那个爱心，真的让他们感受到说他是在爱当中成长的。
And this love comes from God, so the parents can show the love on the children, so they can feel the love when they grow up.
我最近跟一个教会的大学生在聊天，他给我一个很好的观念。
Recently, I spoke to one of our members who are in college.
他说哦，当我们孩子在大学的时候呢，父母亲要给他们很多的这个 support， 要常常有一种关怀给他们，这样有一种爱的联系啊。
And this person said that while their children are in college, the parents should spend a lot of love and care for their children.
因为他们常常心中非常的空虚啊。
Because a lot of times they feel empty in their heart.
因为他们常常在价值当中选择不晓得什么。虽然他们知道什么是好的，但是有时候没有力量，因为大部分的人呢，选择都是世上的路啊。
And many times, although they know what is the right choice to make, they cannot make it because everyone else is making a different choice.
你看那个撒母耳每一年都有妈妈做的新衣服穿呢、
For Samuel, he had new clothes to wear every year.
那个时候啊，他的妈妈也没有手机，也没有什么好的方法来跟撒母耳联络。
At that time, the mother did not have a cell phone to communicate with Samuel.
但是当撒母耳穿上那个衣服，他想到妈妈的一针一线啊，我想他的心中就充满了爱。
But I believe when Samuel puts on the new clothes, he can feel the love in every stitch.
所以今天我们的孩子要给他们有爱的感受。
So today we must give a feeling of love to our children.
但是我们不要只在这里，我们要懂得给孩子啊有一种成长的空间。
But we should not stop there. We should also give them room to grow.
当他们可以负责任的时候
，when they can be responsible.
当撒母懂得去关门开门的时候
，when Samuel knew how to open and close doors.
那个以利就是每天让他去开圣殿的门呐、
啊。Eli, let him open and close the temple.
这是不容易的工作。
This is not an easy job.
对一个小朋友，你如果不相信我，你叫你去，如果你有机会帮助 NYDS 敲钟啊，准时敲钟是一个很不容易的工作、啊。
This is actually very hard. For example, during NYTS, for the children to ring the bell on time, it's actually hard for them already.
你每天早上要去开门，你不能偷懒的，不能睡懒觉的。
If you have to open a door every morning, you cannot be lazy.
那你给他一个责任，给他一个 discipline, 给他一个成长的空间。
If you give them some duty, some discipline, some room to grow.
那这种更重要就是撒母耳是在神的殿中长大的。
What's even better is that Samuel grew up in the temple.
而且我们的孩子啊，要给他们在神的殿中那种属灵的气氛长大。
So we must let our children grow in the temple environment.
所以我常常勉励我们的同龄们，我们的孩子啊，真的从小给他们参加教会所办的各种活动。
So I encourage all the parents to let their children attend all of the events in church.
我们的孩子啊，参加很多的才艺学习，这是好的。
That is good. Our children learn from many different.
但是啊，社会上所有的学习没有一个是道德的学习，没有一个是真神的学习。
But all of the learnings in this world, none of them teach morality or God.
人是神创造的，人的心呐、啊，没有神呐、啊，你怎么样让他能够走上一个正轨呢
？People are created by God. If people do not have the love of God, how can they walk on the right path?
所以我们真的要常常让他们脚在神的爱的啊，在神的一个属灵的气氛当中长大。
So we must often let their feet grow up in the church environment.
我在想撒母耳的一个成长，还有一个很重要，就是为什么他没有被以利的孩子影响呢
？And one another important factor for Samuel, why he did not follow the footsteps of Eli.
不是教会每个孩子都是好孩子啊，不是教会每个人一定都是好人，不一定是这样子的。
Because not every child or every person in church is good.
但是为什么撒母耳能够不受影响呢？
But Samuel was not affected.
我们在想，因为撒母耳心中自从神呼召他之后呢，心中有神的一种感动啊，跟神有一个亲密的关系啊。
I believe it is because Samuel had an intimate relationship with God from his youth.
今天很多事情我们都可以为孩子做。
Today we can do many things for our children.
但是有一件事情我们做不到。
But there's one thing that we cannot.
我们没有办法把神给我们的孩子啊，我们没有办法就说。帮孩子去就是你可以给他衣服，但是你要怎么给他神呢？
You can give your children many objects, but you cannot give them God.
所以唯一我们可以做就是常常要帮我们的孩子祷告啊。
But the only thing we can do is often pray our children.
我们的爱真的很有限呢、啊。
But our love is limited.
我们保护真的很有限呢、啊。
And our protection is limited.
孩子的心真的只有神知道。
Only God knows the heart of our children.
所以，当我们常常为孩子祷告的时候啊
，So when we often pray for our children,
你发觉到你的孩子会有神的感动，会有神的亲自体验，会有神的亲自带领。
Then we will see that they are moved by God, and they will have personal experiences from God.
你发觉到你这个产业可以建立的非常好啊。
Then we can see, then we will feel that we can establish on this inheritance.
孩子是儿女所赐的产啊，神所赐的产业。
Children are inheritance from God.
求主耶稣感动我们。
May God, may Jesus Christ help us.
帮他们带来洗礼，给他们洗脚，成为耶稣的儿女，这是起步啊。
It is a starting step that we bring them to baptize and to wash their feet.
我们更要努力的在他们身上投资。
But we must continue to invest on them.
给他们爱，给他们 discipline,
To give them love and discipline.
给他们一种属灵的环境。
To give them a spiritual environment.
祈求神的灵。常常感动他们
，May the Spirit of God often move them，
让他们对神有亲自的体会啊
，So they can have personal experiences with God。
相信他们这一辈子，他们的脚永远不会动摇
，Then I believe
不会失落
，Their feet will never be lost。
我们现在就来洗脚
，Now we will perform for washing。
请大家继续唱诗295首
，Let's continue singing hymn 295。
七教礼办到这里。
This concludes our sacrament for washing.
我们一起来默祷来结束。
Let's bow our heads and conclude.
同心默祷。